Well, summer is over, but summer activities don't stop, certainly not if the weather forecast for the rest of the week is to be believed. Sailing in Dublin is a voluntary club based in Dunleary in South County Dublin that encourages people to try sailing this autumn by giving them access to yachts and dinghies. It's all part of a drive to make sailing more accessible to the general public. Our reporter Cian McCormack joined the Sailing in Dublin club as it introduced a first-time sailor to the delights of time on the water. Here's Cian's report.
The sails of the Mayfly catch the wind.
The wind is coming. You can feel that we're going nice and fast.
Its crew, captained by Stuart McBride, pulls ropes and winds winches, and she cuts through a light swell leaving Dunleary Harbour.
But this is a Beneteau First 31.7. It's a sailing yacht. We're heading towards Docky Island. It's kind of a traditional route people use in Dublin Bay.
Cast against a bright blue sky, the coastline is dramatic.
You can see Brayhead and the Sugarloaf Mountains, and it's a nice route to take.
In the distance, Poolbeg's red and white chimneys stand tall.
Now you want to find a spot on the horizon. Are you looking forward? Look straight out the front and find a spot on the horizon.
First-time sailor Amanda Kelly has her hand on the tiller.
I have a lot of faith in the crew today, but it's very exhilarating and it can be lively.
She's guiding the Mayfly towards Docky Island.
So if you keep it on that course.
And Stuart McBride instructs her.
And if you see the head sails start to flap, that means you're getting a bit too close to the wind.
This is part of an introduction to sailing that any member of the public can get from sailing in Dublin. Stuart McBride.
We're always very happy for guests to come out and try sailing. Even if they've no experience, they can come on the keelboat and come along for the ride. They can learn a few things.
Set up in 1984, the club has opened sailing up to people who otherwise couldn't have taken to the water.
The idea was to offer people a place to sail in Dublin, people who didn't own their own boat. It started with a few dinghies in the Cull Harbour in Dunleary, where we still have four dinghies today, and we also now have three keelboats as well in Dunleary. So we offer everything from day sailing to short cruises to racing to lengthy cruises around the UK and Ireland. Most people who sail with the club are members. Membership is €370, which gives you unlimited sailing for the year. We also welcome guests at any time. They just contact us through our website, sailingindublin.ie. It's €30 for a day's membership. And if you like it and you choose to join, then the €30 is deducted from your membership fee. So it's essentially free. So we're always very happy for guests to come out and try sailing.
Elizabeth O'Gorman is one of three experienced sailors crewing the Mayfly today.
I wouldn't have been able to go sailing because my family aren't interested in sailing and I don't come from a sailing background, and I come from Tipperary, which is about as far as you can get from the sea. So I was really fortunate to find sailing in Dublin and to be able to go crewing and to develop my skills in sailing, and I've done theory courses and worked my way up through it. So I was just an ordinary crew, then I became vice captain, and now I'm a captain, and then I'm helping out with the admin as well, because it's all volunteer work and we all get involved to help to ensure that the club is accessible to anyone who wants to have a go in the water. And in Ireland we have such a fabulous coastline, it's really important for people to get out there and to use it and not to see it as being an elite sport to the few. It's there for everyone.
Sarah Byrne, director of Sailing Ireland, who's also on the Mayfly, says sailing has become more accessible in recent years.
Most clubs in the country will have courses and tryout sailing days for adults and children alike. They have their own club boats, which makes sailing much more accessible than it would have been 15, 20 years ago. And it has taken the elitism out of sailing.
Sailing back to Dunleary, the conditions are more challenging.
That's now the low side of the boat because the boat is being pushed over to this side.
The Mayfly manoeuvres at a 45 degree angle when it changes direction to catch the wind.
And we're now on a starboard tack.
It's these exciting movements that encourage first-time sailor Amanda Kelly to give this experience a big thumbs up.
It was a wonderful day, beautiful conditions, and I was able to helm the boat, but I'd certainly recommend it. It was a beautiful day out.
First-time sailor Amanda Kelly ending that report by Cian McCormack. And you can get details on learning to sail with Sailing in Dublin from their website, which is www.sailingindublin.ie.